Hello, maybe you have noticed that autumn is setting in. Heavy fog every day, and rarely can you see the sun. The weather is more chilly, and you notice that you sleep longer. That's happening to me, at least. For the last few days, I consistently woke up at 9, sometimes even later. And I probably rightfully blamed it on the weather. It's definitely not that I'm getting lazy. It's just the weather. You're supposed to sleep longer. And late autumn is the perfect season for traveling, because now you can avoid the large floods of tourists everywhere. So I decided to go back to Sichuan to visit my family. And today's show is again pre-recorded. It's been a while since we talked about IELTS, so today we're going to crack an IELTS speaking test part 2 question, a time when you got up early. There are so many occasions on which you get up early in the morning. Things that happened to me include catching a flight or a train, picking up a girlfriend or a boyfriend at airport or railway station. Yeah, I also got up to attend an examination to sell agricultural produce at the wet market when I was in middle school. Also, I got up early to go to the US consulate for a visa interview, which turned out to be a success. I got the 10-year visa. Got up very early in the morning to have a job interview at the other end of the city. When I was living in Changning District. And how can I forget that sunrise hike when we were in Bali Island? I think we got up at 2 in the morning, maybe. Yeah, and then climbed all the way up to the highest peak on that island. Well, the view was fantastic, so it was worthwhile. And these are the occasions on which I got up super early. And I'm sure it is quite similar to you. You know, things like catching a flight or a train or getting some paperwork done at government bodies, even just to attend an examination. Those are very common situations in which you have to get up early to get to the venue, get to the place. So it is no effort to choose a situation in which you got up early, but the real trick is how to present it to your examiner. Which parts of the story are supposed to be highlighted? Well, let's look at the question again. A time when you got up early. It is an event or an experience, so you must not leave out such elements as who, when, where, why, how. And some special attention should be given to the reason why you had to get up early that morning. And then you can treat it just as a story. And tell us what happened exactly that morning. Okay, pick up a situation you're going to present. And now we are going to write down some notes, some keywords to help us piece together this story. And here are my notes. Last August, Cinque Terre, a van. Train to France, zombie, brightening, radio, PMS, 50 euros, croissant, nap. Great, now I have the guideline of my story. So let's try to piece all these notes together as a story. Here we go. Last August, I went on a vacation to Italy, and that place is called Cinque Terre, literally meaning five lands, and we stayed in the boat for 3 days. Next morning, we are supposed to take a train to France, and the departure time is 6:45 a.m. Of course, the public transit doesn't run that early, and even if it does, it would take us 2 hours to get there. So that option is down. Instead, we rented a van to pick us up at 4:45 to the nearest railway station. So we packed our luggages the night before and went to bed early. The next morning, I was waken up by a friend and went to the car with my luggage like a zombie. Literally like a zombie. I just crawled into the back seat and was half asleep and half awake in the first 20 minutes. Then sleepiness receded and I came to full conscious. There were clusters of lights indicating residential areas. The land was brightening, but it was still quite dark. We crossed some towns, which were generally empty. Only the street lamps were still shining with lights. I remember very clearly the radio was playing "Just Give Me a Reason" by Pink and Nate Ruth. And I quite enjoyed that song. It was a strange feeling to hear an American song played in an Italian taxi. And just to break the silence, I turned to my friend and asked her, was she enjoying this song? Well, unfortunately, my friend was having PMS, premenstrual syndrome, so she was a little bit moody. Instead of some appreciative remarks, she just said, "The music was so stupid," in a rather bitter tone. Oh well, it was totally understandable. Sooner than I'd expected, we arrived at the railway station. It was less than an hour's drive, but we paid 50 euros. Evil capitalism, I was thinking. Of course, I was just joking to my friends. Since there was still some time before the departure, we went to a cafeteria and had some fresh croissants and coffee. The air was a little bit bittersweet because we enjoyed our stay in Italy so very much. Yet at the same time, we were super expectant for our next stay in France. Then we boarded the train. Guess what? Nap time! And that is one of the personal experiences of me getting up early in the morning. And how about you? You can send me your experiences through WeChat voice messages, and I will be most pleased to hear yours. As I was recording this show, I heard some noises from my neighbors. Yep, they just woke up. And it's just 11:50. And that's today's show. Thanks for listening.